We ready to get an update from the mayor?
I believe we are. Let me push the button right here. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Light snow, a little bit of rain. Rain for most of the day, turning to snow. And you can have a forecast that says next to nothing or a foot and a half of snow.
Yeah,
take your pick.
Yeah, take your pick. That's the beauty of this. You just have to watch and see how it plays out. It looks as though the forecast is going to hold pretty close, though.
That's what it says. I'm spending the morning visiting sanitation garages. We'll do a, just to say thank you to the sanitation men and women that have to go out there, and they're going to salt a little bit. They're going to plan a little bit. They're going to plow a little bit. And then tonight, they'll be plowing a lot if the heavy snow really comes in. It's supposed to start heavy snow late afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock. Until then, we won't have a lot to do. But if you want to see how your the plows are doing, there is a function. You go to nyc.gov and go to Plow Tracker. On that, and you can see it's updated only every half an hour these days, but you can see when the snowplow went down your street to within a half an hour. And then we'll do a press conference later this morning, probably 12, 1 o'clock, at our Office of Emergency Management to update everybody. But I want to wait as long as we can to get the best handle on the heavy snow and the commute. If you started leaving your office or place of work a little bit early to get home, that would be helpful.
Mr. Mayor, have your experts given you any concern over flooding in wake of Sandy and the like?
We think there's always the possibility of minor flooding, and we've put some resources in the low-lying areas just in case, but we really don't think that that's going to happen. Remember, that flooding was when the tides came in, and this is really a different kind of situation. This is snow coming down. And rain during the day. So if you, when a heavy rainstorm, get a little bit of flooding in your neighborhood, you probably still get it this time. But that's not our biggest concern. Our biggest concern is making sure that people get home from their day and that they don't abandon their cars in the middle of the road. But we don't think the snow is going to come down hard enough where that should be a problem. And we have an awful lot of tow trucks ready, and we've coordinated with all the different agencies that have plows and tow trucks to make sure every resource is available if we need it. But if we can keep trucks or cars and buses from getting stuck the way they did a couple of years ago, then the sanitation department will be fine in keeping up with the snow plowing. And we are lucky in that it's happening on a Friday night. Saturday morning typically have a lot less traffic, so it'll keep the streets clear for the plows and make that a lot easier. Schools are open this morning. After-school programs mostly canceled. You can go to 311 to get detailed information. Programs, education programs tomorrow. Dennis Walcott will make a call later in the day about tomorrow. MTA is going to start having service changes, so you should be sure to check with them if you're counting on mass transit to get home or to get in or out of town. But, you know, I think if people just make sure they leave early and don't get stuck in tonight's commute, I sort of wish the snow would come a little bit later, but we'll see. It's supposed to start heavy snow around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Now, are shelters available?
Shelters are available. It's not terribly cold. It's not colder than it's been.
But tonight they'll be available if things get bad.
311, and if you start shivering and really think you're coming down with hypothermia, which can be fatal, call 911 and we'll get an ambulance to you right away and get you into shelter. Yeah, we've taken care of all of that, and we don't think that people are going to be that inconvenienced. You know, there are some people that would be nice if you checked in on them, somebody that might have a normal trip out to for dialysis, make sure they can get where they're going, or elderly that you don't want them walking and slipping in the snow and ice. Be a good thing to knock on the door and say, hey, I'm going to the local bodega. Can I get you a quart of milk or something like that?
All right. The bodegas and the supermarkets, that's where the action's going on right now.
A lot of people are buying food just in case, but my hope is that by mid-morning tomorrow, all the streets will have been plowed once or twice. And you know, it just depends on when the snow starts and when the snow ends.
How about Con Ed? Well, have you talked with them? Have been in touch with them?
We certainly have. You know, there's no reason that if the storm gets a lot of wind with snow on tree limbs can come down. They take overhead wires down. So Con Ed has their crews all on standby, ready to go. But there's certainly not going to be the flooding kind of problems that they had before.
All right, Mr. Mayor, you got a busy morning ahead of you. I'll let you go. Thanks for the few minutes this morning.
Happy to do it. Once again, leave early from work. Don't try to beat the bad snows at rush hour. And be careful when you walk and knock on the door of your neighbor and say, anything I can do to help.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk with you next week.
All the best.
All right. Have fun sleigh riding up in Central Park or Gracie Mansion, wherever the mayor would be doing that.